This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left of me, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle wheel.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back.
What's in your sandwich today, Tracy?
Regret. Fashion regret.
Fashion regret. Woohoo! I thought it might be quite fun today to talk about how we committed to those terrible decisions of fashion and kind of look back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice 70s and 80s were the best, weren't they?
Oh, man, best years. Yeah.
So it's really strange. It feels like fashion lost its way kind of about 1995.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I mean, if you put something on from 1995, which, of course, now is vintage, what the hell?
1995.
And they're talking about, you know, Y2K fashion being vintage.
Yeah.
No, because I was only 21 then.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was only 5 years ago. So what's that about? But if I think about the stuff from the 70s and 80s, which I grew up on, man, we can fill a whole podcast on
that
style, can't we?
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Let's have a bit of a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Like when you're a little kid, what did your mum dress you in?
Oh, my goodness. People that don't know me, you can see from my little cartoon, I have bushy, curly hair. Mm. So obviously it was too much hard work. So my mum kept my hair short, like a little
boy.
Same.
I was the same. I was mistaken for a boy.
Yes, often.
What the heck?
What a pretty little boy you are. And then I remember photos of me with those little, almost the same material as toweling, little shorts.
Oh, your toweling shorts. Yeah.
Yes. And the little top that
I bet
went
it was
with
a
it.
Boob tube that had a string at the front, didn't
oh my
it?
Gosh. Yes.
You tied behind your neck.
Yes.
And mean boys would undo the tie.
Yes. Rude. Yes. Yeah.
Little stomach else? Poking out in between.
Yes.
Cute.
Cute. Well, we didn't care about what we looked like, right? Well, there was no shame. We just
Do you remember the first time, we'll get back to the fashion, but do you remember the first time you got body shamed? Do you know how old you were? Because I can remember the very time it happened to me.
I think we had friends. There was one son and then five daughters, so he kept trying for another son. So there were
till the
six
wife
of them.
Went, they're coming out on their own.
Yes,
no more.
No more. And so we used to go away on holiday. So they were quite sporty and, you know, lean, mean little running machines, and I was quite voluptuous. I wasn't fat then. I thought I was because they used to kind of make comments about me all the time, and I think that's when I started feeling embarrassed about my body. Because, you know, they were like thin and lean and I was a bit chunky.
Mm.
When I look at photos now, I'm like, beautiful. Yeah.
You think you're fat. I was seven. I was at the Te Rapa pools for school swimming because we didn't have a pool at our school. So they used to take us on the bus.
Yeah.
And I had just put my togs on and this little girl who I thought was my friend, I can still see her looking at me going, you're so fat in those togs. 7 years old. What the hell? And that was 1975.
Yeah.
So anyone that says fat shaming is a new thing, they're wrong.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, and then when I was about 11 or 12, or maybe not even that, 8 or 9, I had a bikini because we had a para pole in the backyard.
Right.
And there was a photo taken of me sitting on the side of the para pole with my brother.
Yeah.
Still have the photo, and my stomach is kind of rolling over the top of the bikini bottoms.
Yep.
I've never worn anything like that ever since. I was so horrified at how I looked. So I fat shamed myself at 7 or 8.
Isn't that awful?
It's so awful. But the clothes, so because I had red hair and it was wavy, mine was also cut very short, boyishly short.
Yeah.
And because it was red, for some reason, I was mainly dressed in brown and orange.
Oh.
So I just looked like an autumn tree. Yeah, it was so weird. Had lots and lots of orange and brown clothes, which was very weird. So, almost always dressed in those colours because supposedly it went with my hair.
Yeah.
So lots of paisley needle cord.
Oh, wow.
That was.
I was going to say cordry.
Corduroy. Lots of corduroy.
Yeah. Cordry.
Cordry. So when I got to about, I don't know, 12 or 13. Mm. So in Hamilton, there was a store called Pollock and Mill. Oh. And it was this massive fabric store.
Okay.
And in the middle of the store, I can't remember if you went upstairs or downstairs, it's hazy, but you would go on these stairs and there were all the pattern books laid out on these big kind of architect type tables. So my mum would take me in there every year and we would choose fabric and you'd choose a pattern. And I would choose pinafores because I was fat, because pinafores skimmed the body.
Yeah.
Again, I was 8 or 9 years old. What is that? But anyway, pinafores and then culottes.
Oh, yes. Culottes. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What were the knickerbockers?
Oh, yeah, because Princess Diana wore them. Yes.
She wore them. Gray velvet.
I'm so jealous. I had corduroy.
Wow.
Corduroy ones.
Wow.
So unflattering. Like, there's just nothing right about those at all. No, what were we thinking?
Even if you look great, you don't look great.
No. And worn with a nice polyester blouse that stuck to you with a frill around the neck.
I was going to say, the frill. And maybe a frill over the
frill on the yoke. On the yoke, yeah. And maybe puffed sleeves.
Oh, my goodness. That was the only time my shoulders were wider than my hips.
What about in the 1980s? Did you not wear gigantic shoulder pads?
Exactly. That's the only time in my life where my shoulders were wider than my hips. And I loved it because I looked like a little hourglass instead of...
Fabulous.
Yeah, the kind of glass hour.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Yeah, hourglass.
Yeah, hourglass.
Yeah, so I think, you know, when I got to about 1986 or 87 and I'd left school and started working...
Yeah.
We just managed to get through the happy shoes era where people were wearing those Chinese really flat, really uncomfortable shoes and crocheted shoes. I don't know if they were a thing in South Africa.
We had the jelly shoes, which are plastic, which was so slippery when you sweat in them.
Who thought it was a good idea to put people in plastic shoes?
No,
right. So we had these crocheted shoes that your nana would crochet the tops of on a completely flat base.
Oh.
Incredibly
Sounds
uncomfortable,
awful.
But everybody had them, and I loved my crochet. It's fair to say that was one thing I did have, because I didn't have a lot of high fashion stuff. We didn't have the money for it.
Yeah.
So unless Mum made it for me, which was never, like we talked about in the episode of having three things that weren't quite right, they were never quite what I wanted, but they were kind of close enough, you know. But when I got to about 17 or 18 and I had my own money... I went crazy, man. Wow. Suddenly I could buy clothes. And I would be Thursday afternoon, get paid. And it was the 80s. I was in the bank, lots of money around. Oh, we're going to go out for a drink after work. Big deal for me because I'd grown up in a teetotal home or going to the pub. I would literally go out at lunchtime and buy an outfit to wear out that night.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, you know, the bigger the shoulder pads, the better. I went through this whole Alison Moyet phase. So these diaphanous, is that the word? These massive, big, oversized dresses with big puffy blouses underneath.
Wow.
And again, colours that I wasn't even thinking about colours.
No.
But that was also the height of getting your colours done.
Oh, right. Yes.
So lots of people were off getting their colours done and then only wearing, you know, clear blue or autumn colours or whatever. But because I had red hair and I'd been conditioned to wear lots of orange and brown, which actually probably suit me because they're the colours I wear a lot of now, other than the black pants.
Yeah,
I do wear lots of brown and those kind of autumn colours.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went completely off that. Right, I'm wearing black and grey because this is the 80s.
Right.
Yes. So unflattering. It didn't look any good on me at all. But, man, I love those big shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And then the store opened in Hamilton that sold denim. Can't remember what it was called. I had a denim suit.
Wow.
So a skirt and a jacket, like a blazer, matching blazer with shoulder pads in it, puffs. I loved that suit.
Did you have a denim shirt as well?
I can't remember what I wore underneath it because it wouldn't have been a plain T-shirt, I guarantee.
No.
It was probably a shirt that had a lace insert or something, was what I wore.
Yeah. So I remember, do you remember the power suits?
Yeah. The shoulder pads,
Shoulder pads, but I had a bright red one,
oh,
which is actually my right colour, but my goodness.
You doing kind of, the business.
Yes, absolutely. Just power suiting your way into everything. And then I remember, as you were talking, I remembered a dress that I had that kind of went over. It was a halter top, I think, with, that goes around your, the back of your neck.
Yeah.
With buttons all the way down and then this kind of straight-laced kind of dress. Back when I could, and it actually looked amazing. And I would kind of, because it was very tight at the bottom, so you had to kind of do your little waddle to move around with, what are the shoes called?
Stilettos.
Stilettos. Woo-hoo. I used to run for the bus in stilettos.
That's so Melanie Griffith working girl, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I'd probably kill myself just standing on them these days. Yeah, totally different lifestyle. And the kind of that Madonna, just like a virgin.
Ah, yeah.
I love the lacy, the knitting stuff. Right. Of course, I had the big hair because I just used to get up in the morning and give it a good shake.
Oh, wow.
And there I was.
Yeah.
80s. Here we go.
I had very, very short hair for it because I grew it out, you know, as a bit of a protest. But I went back to having really short hair in the kind of mid to late 80s.
Yeah. Kind of punk style or?
Well, not so much. Well, new wave. No, it was kind of punk. I don't know. It wasn't really punk. It was more kind of failed lesbian, to be fair. Okay. It was probably the look. You know, a bit shorter on one side than the other. Oh, trying to be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I said in another episode how I was constantly mistaken for a lesbian. I think that's where it all started, to be fair, was with that hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, and every time I went to the hairdresser, I'd be a bit braver and go a bit shorter. So it was like super short.
Yeah.
So unflattering.
Absolutely.
So unflattering. Yeah. But I thought I looked cool with gigantic earrings.
Oh, of course, the earrings.
Yeah,
oh,
the earrings.
The dangly, enormous earrings.
There was a store in Hamilton. I can't remember what it was called now, but it was on Victoria Street. And all it sold was plastic earrings, like the big plastic earrings, buttons and triangles and all of that stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these pairs.
Yeah.
Now the girls are wearing them again.
Exactly. It's all come back again.
So Trini and Susanna said, never wear a trend the second time that you wore the first time.
Oh, wow.
Because it will age you. So if you were a power suit person in the 80s, if you put one on now, you'll look ridiculous.
Wow, yeah.
So that's probably true.
Yeah.
That said, I do quite like a large dress that hides everything.
Absolutely.
Kind of do regret getting rid of all those pinafores, to be fair.
They were pretty cool.
But there were so many. And then the men in their pale green shirts and their zip-up grey shoes. Do you remember that look?
Yeah, and that knit kind of, the knit ones that if they didn't.
A knitted tie?
No, not the shirt was kind of knitted.
And well, they're back in fashion. My son's got a couple
of
those.
Oh, my goodness. I
nipple
remember.
Ripples.
Yes. That's exactly. They were cold. You could see it. And it just wasn't fun. Especially, I think a lot of those South African guys have got we call it a bop, so a big puku tummy.
Okay, yeah.
And then you kind of have this thing which would kind of flow over the top of your stomachs. And it was
classy.
Just, you're like, no, it's like skinny jeans. You know, there's a certain age and shape. I'm sorry, you should not be wearing it if you have quite a, you know, little round tummy.
Oh, you mean the men?
Tummy.
Oh, that's because they look like the guy in Despicable Me.
Yes, exactly. Oh, no, that shouldn't be allowed.
What about a double belt? Did you ever use those, you know, those long wrapper, the double belts with studs on them?
Studs on them, yes. Bright pink.
Pink. Black for me.
Oh, there we go.
Black.
There's a theme here.
And last year I was in Sydney with my daughter and we went into the store and they were selling those belts and
you're
she was like, oh, that was so cool.
And, you're like,
and I was thinking, should have
so
kept
last
it.
Year.
See, because I'm a minimalist, didn't keep it.
It would be worth a fortune now.
It probably would. Vintage.
Vintage. Absolutely.
But yeah, I loved a double belt. Loved the, you know, big earrings.
Yeah.
The statement necklace of the mid-2000s, I've still hung on to some of them, even though they're now 10 or 15 years out of date.
Do you wear them?
You know, I put them on and then I go, do I want to wear those? Maybe not.
Yes.
Because they feel, but some people look amazing in them. I've got one friend that's got incredible necklaces and they all look so good.
Yeah.
And I'll see her in them and be like, I'm going to get mine out again. And I put it on and it just sits kind of right on the boob line.
Yeah.
So it bounces where your shirt comes across.
Yes.
Not attractive.
No. Yeah. Or irritating as well.
Or irritating.
Day. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I don't tend to wear those. But there's so many things that I, again, like we talked about with the person you want to be.
Yes.
particularly in the 80s, I wanted to be that the power suit woman.
Yeah.
There wasn't really consideration for whether it actually suited you or not.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was complaining the other day, because I do complain a lot, and I'm going to dedicate whole episode to all the things I complain about. I promise you.
I look forward to
listener,
that.
Dear listener, that's coming. But I was reflecting about how we complain about how all the women, all the young ones, all look the same now with their slightly startled eyes. Right. It used to be, you know, the woman in the early 2000s when Botox came in that just looked like they were in shock all the time.
Yeah.
Or the 70s woman that overplucked their eyebrows so they always looked like they were raising your eyebrows at you. And now all these girls whose mouths don't move and whose faces don't move and they have dead straight hair.
Yeah.
And I was at a pub the other night, which I don't do very often, and there was a table for a 30th birthday.
Right.
And all of these girls looked the same. They all had straight hair.
Yeah.
They had the little bodycon dresses on. They all had the slightly vacant looks because they were all Botoxed up.
Yeah.
And I thought, that would never have happened when I was young. And then I remembered the Simply Irresistible video.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We all looked like
that. Exactly. Exactly.
Little teeny-weeny skirts, big shoulder pads, big hair.
Yeah.
A bright red lip.
Lipstick.
Not lipstick.
That's right.
A bright red lip and a smoky eye.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so we actually probably all look the same as well. So
yeah,
I think we could have just put our little judgy cells back in the box.
Oh, but should we?
I know you love it. You do enjoy that.
I do love a judge.
And the thing is it's so funny. So I enjoyed when you do it. Because I never do it, hey.
But, you know, I look at the clothes, if I think about what my grandmother wore when I was young, and I may have mentioned this in another episode about, you know, those comfortable stretchy pants and a cardigan. Yes. I am now that person.
Exactly, and it's blooming comfortable.
It's brilliant. And I just think I won't allow myself to be photographed in tracksuit pants, but I've only just discovered them because I did the Adidas, you know, the Adidas ones with the Adidas ones with the stripe back in the day. About a size 8. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't even get one leg. I wouldn't be able to get one leg in those now, let alone two. But I had these, Adidas pants.
Yeah.
But I have always kind of resisted the kind of fat man pants, you know, the fluffy inside ones.
Yeah.
And I bought a pair a couple of years ago. I was like, why have I waited so long?
Are they comfortable?
They're just the best thing ever. And because I work from home,
yeah,
and any of my workmates that are listening, true confession here, I can be dressed power suit on the way out, It's like the part we'll talk about here in a minute again, but, you know, the party in the front, business in the back, or business in the front, party in the back. It's like that, but I've got the tracksuit pants on the bottom half.
On the bottom, with slippers.
Often with a knee rug.
Oh, my goodness, Susan, you need to just surrender.
That's over your life. I'm surrendering to elastic. But in the 80s, there's no way I would have worn something with an elastic waist.
No, absolutely
not. Or material with stretch. It was all about being as buttoned up and as, you know, kind of doing the business as you could, right?
I just remembered. I had a skirt. It was a grey skirt, kind of T-shirt-y material, but thicker.
Mm.
And it had had like a patchwork, but it was very cool. It wasn't patchwork. It wasn't patchwork. It was kind of, it had a line going, and it looked like it was sewed on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then it had a little strap, so it would, you could put the strap and curl it up a little bit with my flat grey shoes, like they were half boots. And I then kind
pixie
of,
boots.
Yeah, pixie boots. That was so, again, flat, not comfortable, stupid, but we had to wear that with kind of a short top that looked like the Madonna thing going on with a little bright pink top underneath
that. Oh, yeah.
Bangles and all sorts of things up your arm.
Remember when that trend of the black, it was a Madonna thing, I think, the black bra under white lace?
Yes.
My mother had conniption, seriously.
They can see your bra.
They can see your underwear.
To show off your strap was a sin, you know.
I know.
People would just, you know, put that away.
I never even wore an off-the-shoulder thing because I didn't want anyone to see my sensible Hughes and Jenkins skin-coloured bras.
Yeah, no, not good, eh?
I didn't do the whole Wonder Bra thing.
Oh, I
did. Yeah, I couldn't do that. That was so uncomfortable. Well, good for you.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm going to wear it. Yeah.
Taking the girls out. I bought one because they were the thing when I was living in London. I think I wore it once.
Right. Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
Well, I think for me it was about how can I make them look away from my hips? So distraction, you see.
Did you have stirrup pants?
Stirrup pants? Which were
they? They were like leggings. Oh, yes. With a stirrup, like the whole.
Yes. Man, they were dumb. Because they were uncomfortable, right? What is someone thinking?
You wore them
thinking?
With your pixie boots.
That's right, yes. And maybe they give you a little bit of a lift in the middle of your foot. Yeah.
So it seems like the 80s especially was that extreme, right? It either had to be sky-high stiletto or completely flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you certainly wouldn't have gone out wearing a trainer with red lip and your smoky eye.
No, definitely not. And I, of course, when I started working, I had those skirts that kind of were really, what are those called? They're pencil skirts.
Oh, pencil skirts.
Where they kind of really came in. And I remember getting onto a bus was really hard possible. Because you either had to lift it up so that you could get the one foot up to get onto the bus. And they're all waiting, get on the bus, woman.
I'm going as fast as I can.
My little stiletto is pulling myself up. Oh, so ridiculous.
So when I worked for what was Trust Bank, it doesn't exist anymore, but a bank in Hamilton, we were not allowed to wear anything but high heels with our uniform.
Oh, my goodness.
It was part of the uniform. Yes. You had to wear red or navy high heels with our skirts and our jackets. So you couldn't put trainers on to walk to and from the bus or anything like that. So there were lots of us at that time. Hamilton had probably 20 branches.
Wow.
What did we do all day? I don't know. Yeah. But, so all over there were these women tottering around in these bright red high heels. I mean, Hamilton just looked like it was full of hookers, but it wasn't. It was actually bankers. It was bankers.
Well,
still making money, still fleecing people, but in a much more moral way.
Yeah, absolutely. Arguably. And now they're more comfortable.
Oh, days. Yeah, definitely. And we had to wear a full face of makeup. You had to wear makeup to work. It was
Can you imagine that, them trying to pull that off these days?
I know. Wow. Everyone did look very smart and everybody knew the Trust Bank girls around town. Okay. So maybe there was something
there might
in that.
Be something to that.
But horrible fabrics, you know, really unflattering to anyone but the slimmest of girls, these uniforms, you know. Yeah. But I thought I was fat.
Wow.
And I look back now and go, man, I was like a size 10 to 12.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't fat at all, you know?
No. What is that with us where we kind of that becomes such a thing? I suppose it's the expectation and then, like you say, feedback.
Yeah, feedback.
When you kind of think, well, they must be right.
Yeah.
And we tend to think the worst of ourselves. That's awful.
I know, it's awful. And then on the hair thing, so we talked about business in the back and party and the.
I had a mullet.
You had a mullet?
A curly mullet. Imagine, it's like a horse mane.
It's like Alana Curry from the Thompson Twins.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly like that.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Really short on the sides.
Yeah.
Puffy in the front, puffy at the back.
Classic.
When I think of it now, I want to just cringe. Yeah.
The spiral perm was a big thing in New Zealand, you know, so you'd have the fringe quite smooth and then put it back with one of those combs.
Oh,
I'm gesturing on here. You can't see it, obviously. But, so you'd have the straight bit at the front with the comb and then the spiral curl. Yeah, bubble and then a spiral
curl. So, funnily enough, up until then, because you remember Twiggy? So is it Twiggy? No, Purdy from the Avengers. Was it Purdy? Anyway.
With the flip.
Yes.
She had a flip.
So she had that flip. And, of course, with curly hair, it wasn't going to happen. So my friend and I decided to iron my hair straight.
Wow.
With an actual iron and brown paper. If I ever go bald, I've pretty much burn marks all over my head. But obviously my hair wouldn't stay straight. Straight. And so I had an auntie who went and had a spiral perm, and she had this long hair, and I just was, oh, my goodness, your hair's so beautiful. And she said, well, stop straightening your hair or brushing it out. That's the worst thing you can do with curly hair is brush it, because then you look like a cat that's been struck by lightning. And so it really used to stick out a lot. And so I stopped brushing my hair, and I've never gone back since.
Wow, and you've got such gorgeous curls.
Curls, yeah. And I just was always trying to be something else.
Because you always want what you don't have,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All the people when I was a kid that would come up and go, oh, look at that lovely auburn hair.
And you're like,
don't no. touch me now. I'm like, man, I wish I had that auburn hair right. back.
Yes.
When, yeah. Especially when it was long and amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You always want what you don't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I wish I had some of those things from my wardrobe now.
Yeah.
And there's a few things that I threw out not that long ago, like the Levi's 501s, okay. maybe 10 years ago, yeah. that I'd worn in my 20s.
Right.
I could sell those. They'd be exactly. worth money now. Oh,
they'd be, you'd make a fortune
again,
with
I'd
that.
Only get one leg in them, but, you know, I could sell them
well,
to someone
Well, the
else.
Thing is, you're selling them. You're not going to keep them.
No,
so
that's right.
Fine.
But, yeah. you know, the denim jackets and, yeah, all of those really cool things yeah. that we wore, the broderie anglaise shirts.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have the fashion here in New Zealand where it was kind of tie-dye? Oh, I don't know. It was kind of, it looked like a farm dress. It was kind of, it came around, it was kind of like a straight thing on your chest and then a wrap around your tummy and then the straight kind of.
No, but we did have the drop waist skirts.
Oh, yes.
Like a denim skirt with a drop waist.
Oh.
And I saw one on a show the other day. They're back
no
in ways. Fashion.
Oh, there you
they
go.
Are back in fashion. You can yeah, buy
we should
them
have kept
at H&M.
All those clothes.
And wrap around shorts that you made in school
yes.
sewing.
Oh, my
with
goodness.
Rickrack and bias binding. They're back in fashion. You could go to H&M now. What? You can even buy bodysuits. My friend who's listening is going to go, oh, my God, that was Susan's thing. It was. I had
oh, really?
Several bodies. I had several bodysuits that I wore with
yes.
the paper bag jeans. That was my look, man.
Probably
I was
rocking
in the
it,
clubs
right?
doing it all with that. I had a leopard print one. That was where my leopard print love started.
Okay.
And I had a black one and I had another colour in those bodysuits.
And you rocked them.
They were my thing, man. Denim jacket, paper bag pants.
Yeah.
Probably had stilettos. I can't remember what I wore on my feet.
Yeah. You know, my feet are messed now because of all the running around and dancing as well messed up my feet. So now I have to wear. And when you're training, you're on your feet the whole day. You have to wear flat shoes.
Yeah.
Look at us being all sensible.
Oh, it's being so sensible now, but it's so good to reminisce.
Yeah.
We look
that was
so good.
Times.
I'm going to pull some photos out and put them up on our socials.
Good idea.
And I think anyone that's got a photo of themselves in their 80s that's listening, put a photo up so we can all laugh with each other at how fabulous we look.
Absolutely. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Cool. Alrighty. Rant, remedy, review time.
Uh-huh.
Shall we start with a rant again?
I know you love
rant.
This.
I love a rant. Them. So since we're talking about the clothes we wore, the thing that drives me nuts about clothes is scratchy labels.
Oh, yes.
What the hell? They can put a man on the moon and they haven't figured out how to make a label.
Oh,
and I
gosh.
Think actually now they're worse because cheap clothes have cheap, cruddy little labels in them. So I have taken, and this is my remedy, to having seam rippers everywhere. Like women have tweezers in the car to get their hairs out of their chin. I have seam rippers all around the house because I can't stand a scratchy label.
That's a very good tip, actually.
Ruins my day.
It's a rant and a remedy.
It's a rant and a remedy.
Well, I've got a review. So I went to Number One Shoes, which we've just got a new one in Cambridge, and found myself a really cool pair of shoes. So they are sneakers and they are smart shoes. And they have a heel. So just imagine they've managed to find one that's a sneaker but smart.
Wow.
But and then it has quite a high heel. So I have a little bit of height now as
awesome.
Which is great. So that's my review. So
and actually I have to say the service there, not an ad, but the service there is actually pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. But if they do want to sponsor us, we would be happy to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle.
Here I am, stuck in.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.